Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
I had the best experience at the dentist yesterday.
What?
Why is that?
I had a unicorn at the dentist yesterday.
What?
A unicorn.
They get their teeth cleaned too?
Their tooth? What is it, their horn?
I know.
I went in, had a different hygienist than I'd normally see.
Oh, so not the one who rests her...
her breasts on my head.
Not
no.
that one, no.
No breasts on my head yesterday. It was even better.
Okay.
Really?
Even
sure?
better. So, after the formalities at the beginning...
Have you had any changes to your health? Are you on any medication? How do your teeth feel?
Yeah.
Like, everything's great, except my finger, but we won't get into that.
That's not you.
Let me lay back and open my mouth, and for the next 20 minutes, as she scraped away and sucked and polished, not one word was spoken.
Oh, you loved it.
Not one, how was your summer? Not, what are your kids up to? How's work? None of the annoying hygienist small talk with her fingers in my mouth. Not a word until the very end where she said, everything looks great. Should we go ahead and book your next appointment? It was awesome.
Dude, that's
never
fantastic.
Happened to me before.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, Katie, it was the best thing ever.
Oh.
I will tell you, I felt a little awkward about halfway through that nothing had been said. And I'm just sitting there with my eyes closed, enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
But then by the end of it, I was like, this is the best ever. And then I was like, can I get you again? Please, can you book me again in 6 months? So I think I'll get her.
Well,
it was awesome.
Why you'd want that is because... they never ask just like the yes or no questions that you can go like,
sure.
Uh-huh, or uh-uh. They ask like, you know,
what
details.
Are your thoughts on the First Amendment?
Yeah, and how was your family's vacation? You're how am I supposed to say that?
Yeah.
Like, that's the best thing ever, dude.
It was definitely good. And then, the dentist comes in, which I call him my GQ dentist at the very end. He's this guy that looks
cute?
Like he stepped off the cover of GQ. Nicole's makes her dentist appointment every 3 months instead of every six.
No, all dentists are hot.
This guy's a model. Anyway, he comes in with his good hair and his muscles. And
yeah.
Then he's the one who's like, how was your summer vacation? So I had to make small talk with him. And it was funny because I'm like, well, we went to Wisconsin and Iowa. You know, we had to go visit Aunt Mike. They got a farm out there where I was in Iowa. I was like, what'd you do? He's like, well, you know, I went to Rome and Milan, and we just got back from a wedding in Switzerland. And I was like, huh. I looked at him. I go, I went to Iowa. I go, do you have kids? He's like, no. And I was like, oh, well, that's why.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
like, you got nothing but free time and adventures on your bucket list, buddy. I was like, why don't you try going to basketball practice, cheerleading practice, piano practice, violin practice, trumpet practice?
Yeah.
Mr. GQ.
He's a hot dentist. He probably doesn't have to do any of that.
Nah, like, sure he's got a super hot girlfriend or two, and he's just, you know, hanging out in Switzerland. Her wedding's no big deal.
Amazing eyes, too.
Oh,
they
boy, you get lost in them, Katie.
They always have
you get
the
lost
most
in him.
Gaze-worthy eyes. Like,
yeah.
It's when just something.
You know, he does the final check on my teeth, and I'm looking up at him, and I started tearing up. I got goosebumps.
Right.
I was like, you're so beautiful.
Fell in love right
you're
there.
You're so beautiful, Mr.
Yeah.
I just want to be held right now. Yeah, no, he's a good looker. Guy. He's a good guy. And then I rounded out the evening by throwing on, I believe it's ABC, and diving into the new season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, you did?
Hey,
what?
Yeah,
go.
I sure did. Oh, yeah, we used to watch Dancing with the Stars all the time. And yeah, I guess we're going to maybe get back into it this season.
Who's your favorite so far?
Well, Alex Earle, because I had to stay up until she danced.
Yeah,
and that makes sense.
Then
of course
Nicole and I talked about her and how pretty she is.
She
needs to hook up with my dentist.
Hey, there you
they'd
go.
Be a beautiful couple.
Super
maybe you
pretty.
Could play matchmaker. maker, little Cupid over there.
I might. Anyway, that's a sexy, naughty show, that Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's half naked.
Yeah.
Even the commercials. Everyone was half naked on the commercials.
Oh, really?
I was like, man, everything's so sexualized right now.
That's why he stayed up so late.
Everything. I mean, really. Like, yeah, I mean, it is. I'm thinking of my kids watching all this, and it's like they cut to a commercial with the Steve Irwin's son dancing, or not dancing, he was sitting there in his underpants in some underpants commercial. I'm like, do we really need this?
Yes, I don't know.
I don't know. He had a snake wrapped around him like Britney Spears.
Oh.
So I want to hear about this date you had last night, and then you called the police, too, didn't you?
Well, not the police. What? The authorities. The building building security, if you will. But, I went on a date yesterday, and it was very last minute. This guy, like, it's funny, I told you randomly a couple months ago, he's like, you want to go to a concert on a Tuesday? I'm like, that's not how my life works. Like, I just, no, I can't. And then there was another time he randomly asked me to do something, and I was like, listen, I go to bed so early, I wake up so early, I really need to plan these things. So the other day, he's like, hey, you want to go to dinner tonight? And I was like, again, I need to make sure it's on my calendar if I'm going to do something. So we set up a date for last night, last minute, and we met at a taco spot at 5 o'clock. And I was pretty excited to meet this guy. Now, he's a little younger than me, but really cute face, right? Super attractive to me, at least in his pictures. And he shows up. And first of all, I thought you'd get a kick out of this.
What?
He showed up in the
Mini Cooper
Mustang that looks like the Probes. Do you remember the Mustangs that look like the Probes back in the day?
Old ones.
Old
yes.
ones. Like a soft top and everything.
Ew.
Like he comes and he's 6'3". So I was like, how'd you even fit in that thing? Like it just blew my mind immediately watching him roll up. And so it's like, oh, that's your
those
ride.
Those had like 40 horsepower.
Okay,
those were the crappy
yeah,
Mustangs.
Exactly. So he gets out of the car and the first thing I notice is the first pictures that I saw of him, and he's changed them since, but he was a very good-looking guy, in shape, tall, dark, handsome, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He gets out of the car, and he's a little fluffy.
This is
like
how?
Like in the midsection, right?
He's got a beer gut.
A little beer belly type
thing. Oh, that shouldn't be a deal breaker. He's got a little fluff.
That's the thing, is it's not like I was like, oh, bye. we still sat. We had our date. We talked.
Okay.
I don't know if he was just nervous or what, but he did the whole, like, under the table, his leg was moving the whole time.
Motor's
and,
running.
Oh, okay. My God. And I don't
know.
Nerves.
Like,
that's
nerves.
A nervous
You're
thing.
You're intimidating. You're on the radio.
Yeah, so I was like, it's
You're
fine.
You're charismatic.
But that kind of, like, took it just, like, my attention couldn't not focus on it. Like, I was just like, oh, my gosh. But then we sit down. He orders a beer right away. I don't drink, so I'm just like, okay, there's this, you know? But again,
what time of day was this?
Having his beer. It's 5 o'clock.
Okay.
But when he comes into the restaurant, he looks at me, and he is so, like, disoriented. I'm like, what is that? What is happening? He's like, I just woke up. And I was like, oh, okay.
What? You know?
Like, 5 o'clock at night. And he just woke up. And he's like, well, I work overnights. And I was
like,
oh, okay.
Who cares?
Totally makes sense.
Totally
right?
makes sense.
But it's just like all
Back
of
the
it
beer belly then, too, because maybe he doesn't have a lot of time to exercise.
To work out. Well,
yeah.
And then it's just
I'm
like.
I'm not seeing a problem so far.
We get to talking and everything. And, you know, we eat our tacos. And the lady, because he wants to order another beer. And the lady's like, well, you can't go sit outside with your beer. You have to stay in the restaurant. And he's like, well, never mind then. I don't want another beer. So we go sit outside. And he's like, so I'm a vapor, and he pulls out his vape, and he just starts going at it.
Giving
and I'm
it
just
hell,
like,
huh?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't
like,
see a problem so far.
You're still on board
with
it.
I like
red flag
no,
you
I like
see,
this guy.
Katie.
Still
I like
on
this
board
guy.
With it.
I'm feeling a lot of adventure from
I
this guy.
I agree with Josh. Like, there's so many things to where I'm like, well, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
You're
but
being too picky.
That's what
Don't,
everybody
you're being
tells
too
me.
Picky.
Not with this guy.
He's a hard
me.
Worker. He's working overnights. He's tired. Doesn't have much time to work out. So don't knock him for a little bit of a beer belly.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime. With tacos, you got to have a cerveza with your tacos.
Well, and this is, again,
Aqua.
I'm telling myself this, too. I am. I'm like, this is not a
Does
deal
he know you
breaker.
Don't drink?
I put it on my profile. I don't know if he knew coming
but
in,
I skimmed
but
it.
I mentioned it.
Yeah.
I did mention it just because I was like, you know, I don't drink, so I don't get out to places where there's a lot of people congregating to where I can meet people.
Do you think that then that person shouldn't drink if you don't drink?
No,
you're on a date?
No, I don't
curious.
Want you to be drunk.
Yeah.
Like, if you get drunk, we have a problem.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't
I
care
that.
If people drink. Like, that's fine with me. The vaping is where I'm like, That's a little harder to quit.
Like, yeah, those are two things that you don't do.
What flavor was it, though? Did it smell good?
It was berry, for sure.
I mean, it smells good.
Homie smelled like a blueberry donut.
Yeah, he smells good.
Sure.
Okay, I think you should go out again.
No, and we are. Like, we're actually going to go on a walk. Right. So we're going to go out again. I just, like, it's funny because I purposefully said I'm going to give him another chance because people tell me I'm so picky and I throw in the towel so early.
Yeah,
so,
this is the only time I've ever heard where I'm like, you should be picky about it.
I know.
It.
Nah, this is a good
Josh
guy.
Josh was
everything
like,
is polar opposite.
This is a good
opposite.
Guy. Yeah. He's a hardworking guy.
I'm not saying he's not a good guy, but...
And he drives a Ford. I mean, come
he's
on.
Not
he's
you.
A good guy.
You would laugh so hard at this Mustang Chery.
He's a good guy.
I was like, how did you even fit in that thing? Like, did your legs
fold
in half?
He's a big man. He's a protector.
He's
6'3". You should be confident.
You
tall
know,
dude, you guys gonna go on a walk? You're gonna feel incredibly safe with this
there
guy.
There's a lot of awkward silences just because, again,
that's
we're at the end of the
dates.
Day, and I've used all my words at this point, so I get kind of
so maybe
quiet.
That's on you.
I get kind of quiet anyway about 6 o'clock, 6:30, because I go to bed at 8, so I'm winding down. At 6:30, I barely have any conversation left in me. So
that's on you then.
No, but there was awkward silences on his part as well. So I'm still.
He was tired. You were tired. Give it another chance. Don't be so picky.
I am giving it another chance, but. It's Jeremy. Just, there's definitely some things where I'm like.
And he smells like blueberries, Katie.
No, he smelled like blueberries while he was vaping.
Yeah,
like, I'm pretty sure he smells like man who just rolled out of bed. Otherwise,
I like this guy. I like him a lot, and I think you should
like
go
him.
For it.
You're so
I really
funny.
Like this guy. I think you got a winner. Huh. So tell us how the second date goes, all right?
Oh, my God. People are telling me I should pass on the text line right now. That's
nah,
never happened.
Crazy.
That's
come
never
on. You're
happened.
In a 21-month dry spell now.
That's
this sounds like a good guy
see,
who's a hard worker, and he likes to, you know, take the edge off.
I just want to point out, when we were at...
We got to do cash clock.
I know we do, but when we were at our happy hour, I had multiple people, women, come up to me and tell me that 21-month dry spell is no big deal, and is I should keep it going until I feel it. So
were those the ones that were incredibly drunk
they
and
were
very
also,
high strung?
They were also in dry spells, so we were commiserating
yeah,
together.
Those were the ones that were in... really high strung and hard to talk to.
No.
Very handsy, if I recall.
Very handsy.
There was a lot of touching of the arms.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, let us know how the second date goes with this guy.
I will.
I think you guys are going to hit it off and get married.
I don't know about that, but I am giving him a second chance.
He's rolling in a Mustang.
Chance. Yeah. That beer belly, though. I don't know. I just.
Maybe he can do that thing. You know how a lot of people can drive with their knee? Maybe he can
drive with
his
belly. I can't.
Mad skills
with
this guy.
That's not a cool party.
I'm not in the best shape, but I'm not in bad shape. So I want to get someone on my level. You know, I think that's okay.
Imagine cuddling with it.
Someone that can actually walk a mile.
Teddy bear on a winter day.
I can't reach you. Your belly's in the way.
Nah, it's a winter's coming.
You have to give him what, a Zerbert?
Yeah. You got to snuggle up with somebody on a winter, you know, evening.
No,
watching
no, no,
a movie
no, no,
together,
no.
Watching, you know,
no,
Fast
no.
Times at Ridgemont High together.
No. Sorry, Katie, I'm not on the side this time.
Josh all right, doesn't like it. All right.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.